Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in again, through the night, that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, the land of the free. And the home of the
version of the President of the United States make the chaos at the border actually seem secondary. Now that Biden's homage to Gerald Ford and Hillary Clinton is begging for deeper analysis, regardless that there was a blanketed media blackout by the leftist media over his fall up the stairs to Air Force One due to what they clumsily described as wind-related, there's cautious, and then there's the gold medal performance of the Air Force One Olympic event that 78-year-old brain surgery survivor Biden, the leader of the dwindling free world, pulled off. The White House will obviously fabricate anything to cover up the unrelenting Biden train wreck. Of course, what can you expect from an administration riddled with chronic potheads?
I have a lot of respect for the vice president. He has sworn me into my office as a hero. This week, I hear him literally say that I don't think we should legalize marijuana. I thought you might have been high when you said it. And let me tell you.
And as the international community led by Russia and China throw more logs on the Biden fire, blindsiding Joe's amateur administration with fire and brimstone.
I have to tell you, what I'm hearing is very different from what you described.
Well, I think we thought too well of the United States. We thought that the U.S. side will follow the necessary diplomatic protocols. So for China, it was necessary that we make our position clear. So let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of strength.
I want to invite Biden to continue this discussion, but on condition that we do it live, online, without any delay, in an open, direct discussion. I think it would be interesting.
While the border is thrown into chaos.
Do you agree that Customs and Border Patrol encountered Border Protection encountered more than 100,000 individuals in February, which was 173% increase from February 2020? Just yes or no?
The numbers with respect to February of this year are accurate.
Can you confirm that Customs and Border Protection's Donna facility was recently at over 700% capacity?
I don't have the precise figure. It was certainly over capacity, Mr. Ranking Member.
All right, the entire John Bowne report, Joe Biden is the crisis, can be found at band.video. I got a ton of news coming up here, folks. They're about to phase Biden out. All the clues are around us. It's about to be President Harris. It's an unmitigated disaster.
You cannot hide a grand assault America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, March 22nd, 2021. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Streaming live at band.video, can'tcensortruth.com, warroomisraw.com. Syndicated on terrestrial radio stations and satellite and digital TV communications. I'm your host, Owen Troyer, with you for the next 3 hours. I already did 3 hours on the Alex Jones Show, covered a lot of important news there, but it's one of those news days where I need 6 hours to cover all the news, and we will do it. We also have Allison Wonderland is her moniker. She will be joining us. You may remember we played the footage of Allison at I can't remember if it was a Starbucks or a McDonald's, but she goes and... It was a Starbucks. Thank you, crew in my ear. They refused to give her latte unless she put a mask on. But they could hand her a mask, but not the latte. And she had that viral video. I think she went back, but she's going to be joining us to talk about the madness that is the mask nonsense. And then Harrison Smith, the host of the American Journal, is going to be joining me in the third hour. I was tuned into the American Journal this morning, and Harrison had a great segment. And I've kind of got it tied into some of the news that I have here. A headline on Pew Research: many Americans continue to experience mental health difficulties as pandemic enters second year. Yeah, it's a fake pandemic, and they are the victims of a fake pandemic, and so they're going crazy. Of course, that's what's going to happen, because they still have sanity. They still have a consciousness. They still have logic and reasoning. Even if it's dormant, it's still there, and so they're going crazy. Faced with the fake world, the fake news, the fake pandemic, and they don't know what to do. And so the truth is, no, this is what it is. The truth hurts at first, and then it sets you free. So it's time to just accept the truth for what it is. We're all slaves on this planet to some unknown entity. They just faked a pandemic worldwide. They have their stooges and operators like Fauci and Biden operational to we the people, as their propaganda agents, as their puppets. And now they are testing a brand new technology, biotechnology, gene therapy technology on the entire planet that they own. So yeah, facing that truth, understanding that reality is going to be painful, but then it's going to set you free. So I've got that coming up. We've got more white supremacists attacking Asians in the streets and on subways. It's the blackest white supremacist you've seen since black people wearing Trump hats. We'll cover that. I've got a bunch of border news here. Cassandra Fairbanks is finally going to put out the story that I've been talking about for months, about all the veterans and Trump supporters that are sitting in cages and jail cells right now because of the fake insurrection that never happened. So we'll talk about that and some of the other news around that subject, as well as some other random cultural news and things, and then I've got a ton of video clips. And in fact, I think I have the time to do it. Guys, let's do this right now. First, let's go to clip a short version of the latest from Project Veritas. There's no crisis at the border, but media is not let in. Oh, and I love this. They tell James O'Keefe, hey, you're not allowed to be in this parking lot. He's an American citizen. They're busing in non-citizens to occupy this new facility they built, but you, the American citizen that pays for it all, aren't even allowed in the parking lot if you're a member of the media. And then you got Biden saying, eh, the border, whatever. Now you got Kamala Harris saying, eh, the border, whatever. But now they're getting ready, folks. I think they may make their move sooner than we thought to get Biden out and Harris in, but I'll have that coming up. First, though, here is Project Veritas in clip. Guys, let's do the clip 7. If there isn't a crisis at the border, then what do you call this?
Project Veritas has obtained never-before-seen photographs of what it actually looks like inside this facility. Shocking images showing people wrapped up in what looks like metal foil, laying on the ground, their faces covered. Why won't the administration be honest about this? Why won't they show you these images? I'm on the ground in Donna, Texas. If you want to take a look at this facility right here, just a month ago, Customs and Border Patrol agents completed the construction of that facility. It's 165,000 square foot facility, and we have never seen images inside this facility before. They won't even allow the nonprofit lawyers who conduct the actual oversight of these immigration detention centers to go inside. We have a man who's telling us to leave. Where would the press? They told us it's private property, but you know what isn't private property? Airspace.
Private property. So who's making money on that deal?
Of the detention center to get a better look. There's the facility right there. You can see it. There it is. Flying over the facility to give you a good vantage point. During a recent press conference, the press secretary was asked a question why they haven't released these images.
Even you all haven't released any images that you obviously could redact if you wanted to.
Again, we remain committed to sharing with all of you the treatment.
She dodged the question, saying, quote,
and we remain committed to transparency. I don't have an update for you on the
timeline. End quote. Well, press secretary of the White House, let Project Veritas do your job for you. Just last night, we have now obtained these photos inside this facility. Now, these photos are very, very grim. Project Veritas has also learned these photographs were taken in the last few days. There are 8 pods with 8 cells in each facility. At any given moment, there are an average of 3,000 people in custody inside this detention center. The pod has 8 cells that are currently holding 600, that's 600 unaccompanied juvenile males aged 7 to 17. They're separated by age or physical size depending on the room. 50 of the individuals inside this facility were COVID positive. There have been multiple sexual assaults, normal assaults, and daily medical emergencies.
So let's see. President Biden, do you plan at any point in time addressing the national emergency at the southern border? Okay, well, I thought we had the audio here. But basically, Biden's going to come out and say, oh, at some point, I'll visit the border. At some point, I'll address the national. There he is shuffling his feet, clearly has dementia, clearly has Alzheimer's, can't look up. This is just what a total embarrassment the United States has become. Maybe Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, do you have any interest? Do you have any interest in addressing the national emergency at the southern border, Kamala?
Not today. I have before, and I'm sure I will again.
Yeah. One more question.
On the border, there's obviously a lot of political pressure coming from Republicans in particular on this administration. But also,
oh, yeah, the border's a Republican issue.
Some of those border districts.
Democrats aren't interested in the border.
What can the administration
Americans don't care
do
either, I guess.
In the short term to kind of assure people that it's really taking steps to make sure that the people... Children in particular.
Listen to this bumbling, fumbling idiot journalist, too. But also these are the ones they allow in the press corps now. Peter Ducey's been banned.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, we were left with a very
There's the hands over the navel, her classic overconfidence.
you know, let me start by saying I think we all agree, and Secretary Mayorkas said it a number of times this weekend, let's get these kids out of CBP custody, get them into HHS custody.
Put kids in custody.
Issue in a way that is reflective of our values as Americans.
Wearing the mask.
That is fair and it is humane.
Humane, she says.
But we have to meet the moment. And there's a lot of work going into that. And we expect to have success. But
I'm beginning to wonder if this woman even has a clue.
We were presented when we came in with serious challenges. So,
yeah.
And there it is. Blame Trump. Oh, when we came in, we were left with serious challenges. And there it is. Blame Trump. Yes, it's Trump's fault that you opened the border and now people are rushing in. It's an increase in thousands of percent. I'm beginning to wonder if Kamala Harris and Joe Biden even have a clue what's going on. I'm not even kidding you. I don't think they have a clue, folks. I think they are clearly just power drunk right now, just loving the cameras and the action.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have, being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists, don't worship the NFL, don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it.
Imrich's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the 3 essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. And then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrich Essentials, 50% off. And free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Brain Force Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items. Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A raising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wildcrafted, organic, and natural products you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's natural defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostaguard, or Vasobeats, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family, and at the same time, fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's so hard for me when I'm cutting ads to not get overly excited. People ask me all the time, they go, Jones, are you on cocaine? Are you on meth? How are you so excited? How do I not get excited about world government, forced masks, forced inoculations, open announcements that our country is going to be dissolved? I'm sorry. I'm a fighter. And I know many of you out there watching and listening are fighters as well. And so I'll just say this. I try to be calm. I try to be focused. I don't know what I'd do if I wasn't still on air right now. But I just really want to thank you for keeping us on air. Because you have to realize, when I tell you that you're the InfoWar, that's not me patting you on the head. You are 99% of the equation. So when you decide to spread the word, when you decide to buy the products, InfoWarsStore.com, when you decide to share the articles and videos we produce, it changes the world. So you are the InfoWar. Thank you so much for the fight. Thank you for all you've done. Now let's take action together and take down the globalist.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
We're back here in the InfoWars War Room. You know, I've been working with this crew here. We've had a really consistent crew here on the War Room for a long time. It's a small family we have here. And, you know, they can tell when there's something deep in my head. So they're, and I'm just like zoned out in the break. And they're like, hey, you all right? And I just got extremely overwhelmed because they just brought me this story in the break. Headline, Border Patrol in Rio Grande Valley releasing illegal crossers into U.S. without a court date, without a COVID test, without a mask, nothing. And, you know, I got all this news. I'm fully prepared. And it's just like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like getting hit. It's like getting blindsided. It's like, you know, you're in a football game running a crossing route as a wide receiver and there's a chance that linebacker's going to come knock your block off, but it happens and it's just like, you know, it's like, you know, you're a hockey player, you're skating along the boards with your head down and there's a loose puck, defender's going to come and, but it's still jarring. It's still shocking. And so I'm just overwhelmed. I mean, our border is wide open. You've never seen more treason committed against this country by a White House administration. I mean, they're challenging Obama for the most treason ever committed, and this is a very short time. We're not even a year in. And it's just like, it's just overwhelming. Our veterans get treated like complete trash and dirt, but illegal immigrants get the red carpet treatment. We have veterans sitting in jails rotting. We have veterans that were in D.C. on the 6th being treated like terrorists. These are American heroes, patriots, treated like terrorists and enemies. But illegal immigrants, non-citizens get hotel rooms purchased and free handouts and anything they want. And no court dates, no nothing for breaking the law. We have $86 million that's just been earmarked for non-citizens to get $400 a night hotel rooms, but they made the National Guard sit out in parking garages in the cold, sleep on the tile floors of the Capitol building, forcing them to wear masks 24/7, forcing them to eat poisoned food with metal shavings in it. So, like, this isn't just data that just like floats in an ether. It's like a data download into a processing unit. And it's like when your computer heats up because of too much activity, it makes that buzzing sound. So I'm just like, I'm like buzzing. I'm just, there's way too much data to be processed. And the core is just like treason in the White House, 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 treason in the White House. It's like an error message. It's like, I'm trying to process all this data, but the error message keeps coming across the screen. Treason in the White House, treason in the White House, treason in the White House. It's like a pop-up I can't get rid of. It's like, hey, I want to go over to this window over here. Treason in the White House. All right, let's try this window over here. Treason in the White House. Here's another one over here. Treason in the White House. And that's what it is. And they're so arrogant in their criminal activity. They're so pompous in their anti-American agenda. They don't even care that they treat the veterans like crap and throw them in jail for being in D.C. on the 6th while non-citizens get the red carpet treatment. They don't even care that the National Guard has to sleep in parking garages and cement floors and tile floors and wear masks 24/7, but the illegal immigrants get $400 a night hotel rooms. They don't even care. They just do it. But it's even worse. It's like I'm just one processing unit taking in all this data and buzzing and humming, but I've got like millions of other processors around me And it's like, I want to share this data. Please help me process this. Please get it out. But it's just like, no. Oh, man. And that's the problem. And I can't even focus. It's just like treason in the White House, 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 stack over there, treason in the White House, stack over there, treason in the White House, breaking news over here, treason in the White House, breaking news over there, treason in the White House. Every frickin' corner, man. And everybody frickin' knows it. And then China sits down at the table to talk with the Biden administration. They're like, yeah, we own you. You're all corrupt. We own your media. We own your Hollywood. We own your president. Don't come at us like you're in a position of power. You're fucked. And then and Blinken's up there like, but the human rights abuses, and your sweatshops and your slave labor and the intellectual property theft. And China's just sitting over there laughing. Yeah, what are you going to do about it? We own you. And this administration, this is the most crucial time in America's history for survival. And we have an administration that is checked out to lunch. Imagine you're sitting at the doctor's office and you got a bone sticking out of your hip. Your femur's completely snapped in half and sticking out of your thigh. And you're waiting to have some surgery and the doctor just has a thing out to lunch. Out to lunch. I don't know. That's the Biden administration. We're hemorrhaging in the economy right now. Biden's out to lunch. Borders wide open. Just total invasion at the southern border. Biden's out to lunch. Geopolitically, the world is destabilizing. Biden's out to lunch. Veterans are being treated like second-class citizens. Biden's out to lunch. Who knows what's going on? Kamala Harris laughing and giggling on TV, loving her little, oh, she's in the girls' club now. She's in the girls' club, the book club. She's having tea and crumpets on TV, and look at how great she is. So it's just crazy. And so they're getting ready to get rid of Biden. I think it's going to happen sooner than later. There's stories in Slate today. Biden can't walk. He falls downstairs. There's stories in all these left-wing rags today. How Biden's done. He's out. He can't pass a physical fitness test. He can't pass a mental fitness test. And so they're just going to install Harris. So it's not just a stolen election. It's like doubling a stolen election. So they stole the election from Trump and then put Biden in, but now they're going to have a stolen transfer of power after it and just give it to Harris, a halfwit who doesn't even know where she is either. Not because she's suffering from Alzheimer's or dementia like Biden, but because she's just a chatty Cathy that just likes, you know, sucking down tea and crumpets at the lunch picnic table. She's a California Valley girl pretending to be a nuclear scientist. She's a joke. And the administration just sent out a presser. Please never refer to it as the Biden administration again. It's the Biden-Harris administration. They're getting ready. This is such an embarrassment, man. So I'm going to try to focus and cover this news, man. But I mean, this is just a clown show. This is a complete clown show at this point. And so, I mean, how much more are we going to take of this? This is embarrassing on the world stage right now. I don't know what we ought to do, but this White House, this administration, this is beyond an embarrassment. This is beyond treason. We are in full-blown Twilight Zone clown world.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets when they're able to scoop up billions of people's data. They can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and blocket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great.
And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all of these are selling out except for Brainforce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the Vaso Beats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emirates Essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emirates Essentials line is close to selling out, more coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of life
is under attack.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
You know, I talked about this earlier on the Alex Jones Show with Alex, but I'm just staring at the abyss too much right now. And there's plenty of good out there. Life is still enjoyable, and God has a divine plan for all of us, and seek love and you shall find. But I mean, part of me is just like, good night. I mean, if we as a country, if we as a people can't stand up to this, we're just we're just a pathetic joke. But you know, it's like, you already knew that, so why do you get so upset about it? Well, because I want to see a pro-human future. I want to see a prosperous future for humanity. I want freedom and rights ordained and given by God to exist in the West. But they're just tearing it all down, and it's clowns like Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, and they're just openly stealing elections. They're just openly committing treason, and it's like, we can't even unify against this? What is this evil force? So again, you've got the treatment of the National Guard in D.C. being treated like garbage, being forced to eat poisoned food, being forced to sleep on the cold, hard cement outside, wear a mask 24/7. But then illegal immigrants cross the border illegally and they get the red carpet treatment. They get $400 a night hotel rooms, plane rides, helicopter rides, whatever the hell they want. See one doctor, 10 doctors, you know, hot meals, everything. Anything is all good because, see, this is all a design to destroy America, folks, to destroy our morale and to just flippantly and blatantly put on display the upside down, bass ackwards notion of everything that's going on. Our military is not even our military anymore, folks. If we had a real military and it was our military, it'd be at the southern border right now stopping an invasion. But it's not. It's the New World Order's military. So it's stationed in every country from here to Timbuktu, building bridges and walls for other countries and protecting opium fields and fighting oil wars and territory wars and nothing in our best interest, but it's not our military anymore, is it? It's Pelosi's. It's the New World Order's. It's the communists. And they just flex it all in front of our face incrementally until it gets to such a point where Nancy Pelosi wants machine gun turrets aiming at U.S. citizens in Washington, D.C. Yes, that's what she requested. So it's just wild that all of this is going on. And the truth is Americans should be so outraged. And they now have us to a point where we can't even be in D.C. The truth is we should be in D.C. The truth is we should be protesting around Congress every damn day. The truth is we should be protesting with millions in front of the White House every damn day. This administration is committing open treason against this country. Period. End of statement. I didn't stutter. But see, oh, now if you do a protest in D.C., it's insurrection. Now they have the military there to protect the criminals in D.C. from you, the people. You see how that works? Total obfuscation of our armed forces. And like I said earlier, I'm so glad that Cassandra Fairbanks is going to pick up this story and run with it that I've been saying, just wait till this goes viral. Of all the veterans and all the people that are sitting in jail right now and getting second-class citizen treatment by our government because they were in D.C. on the 6th and being held without bail, being held without a release date, being held without trial, it's all illegal, but it doesn't matter. America has been conquered. And so I don't know what the answer is. But we're not even playing ball with these people. We're really not. We're not playing ball with these people at all. They are just crushing us. And the truth is we can't play ball with them because they have all of us enslaved, debt slaves. You know, what would have happened, though, if there really was an insurrection in D.C.? What would that have looked like? What would it look like if you really did defund the police and all those police that protect you at the Capitol decided to put their shields down and their guns down? What would that look like? What if you actually had zero police in the United States? What if Congress didn't have armed security while they call to take your guns? What if we got full declassification of 9/11? Of all the taxpayer-funded sexual assault settlements in Congress in the last 30 years. Who really killed JFK? Why the media lied about it? Why the CIA covered it up and the FBI covered it up? What if we got full declassification and a full understanding from all the people here of what really happened during Spygate and the treason committed by Obama? What really happened at Benghazi when they wanted those American ambassadors killed? Could we ever unify? Could we ever come together? Could we ever defeat this tyranny? Could we ever be free again? Could we ever live in a sane society again? Is it all just a pipe dream? It's just so sick. And I really just need to focus and cover this news here. Let's go to the press secretary here. This is, I believe, Emerald Robinson from Newsmax asking Jen Sock Puppet about the double standard in treatment for our military versus illegal immigrants. Clip 15.
Also, you are opening up new facilities. One of the options that's being reported over the weekend is spending $86 million on hotel rooms for some migrants and feeding them. How do you square that with the National Guard troops who were sleeping in parking garages and, you know, some of them got sick from having contaminated food? That's a disparity a lot of people are pointing out, that our National Guard was treated one way, and then illegal immigrants are going to be put in hotel rooms.
Well, first let me say that at the time when we became aware of the conditions National Guard troops were in parking garages, as you noted, the president called the head of the National Guard that day and offered.
As soon as we became aware of the conditions, how are you not aware? The White House, the president of the United States, is the commander in chief. So the president is not even aware of his own command? Of course, we know now it was Pelosi making the calls. So it was Pelosi that treated the military like garbage. Psaki's covering for her. But again, they're admitting Biden's not in control. Biden doesn't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. Oh, as soon as we found out about the treatment. What do you mean as soon as you found out? You're the one that put them there. You're the one that ordered them there. As soon as you figured it out, you are responsible for all of it. Finish the clip.
Assistance offered to play any role that he could play, boosting morale, asking for more aid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you care so much, don't you? How about send them home?
For the incredible role they
played. Quit telling big lies like there was an insurrection. Get off the screen. Quit telling big lies like there was an insurrection. Quit telling the big lie that Americans racist. Quit telling the big lie it's the deadliest pandemic. Why don't you just stop lying to us? It's really all you have to do. But, you know, I'm sitting here looking. It's like, why is she even up there? Why is Jen Psaki even up there? She has no interest in doing her job. She has no interest in telling the truth. She obviously doesn't care about America. So why is she up there? I don't get it. What are you doing? Why is Biden in the White House? Why is Harris the vice president? These people don't care about America. They don't care about our founding. They don't care about this country being free and prosperous. They don't care about the southern border. They don't care about any of the crises. What are they doing? Like, what are they doing? Is it just like glad handing? Is it just like a popularity contest? Did they just want to be popular? I mean, seriously, why? Why are you the president? Why are you the press secretary? Why are you the vice president? You hate this country. You don't tell us the truth. You lie to us all day long. What the hell is your problem? Just go away. Go away already. We're sick of you.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. Emmerich's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the 3 essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. And then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Emmerich's Essentials. 50% off. and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have BrainForce Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava Root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. To actually speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I'm ranting and raving up here, probably unlistenable radio, so I apologize. I'm going to focus and cover some of this news. Yeah, maybe that's what I need. No, no, no. Let's go back to the beach. Maybe that'll help calm me down a little bit. Yeah, thank you, guys. Is this Miami? We're not sure. Well, I don't see anybody twerking, so maybe not. We're back here in the InfoWars War Room. This is actually working to calm me down. Well done, guys. Thank you. Thank you for that. Anyway, I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to focus on the news. This is like, imagine you're the New York Yankees, or you're a Yankees fan or something, and they get a new general manager for the New York Yankees, and the general manager hates baseball, and the general manager hates the New York Yankees. They're like, yeah, I hate baseball. It's really boring, and I think it sucks and probably shouldn't even exist. And the New York Yankees are a bunch of racists. And so I'm the new general manager of the New York Yankees. You'd be like, well, that doesn't make sense. Why would you want to be the general? Why would anybody? That's the Biden administration. They hate America. They hate everything about America. They're trying to destroy America. And they're the leaders of America. Ha ha. Woohoo. Oh, I'm sure nothing will go wrong. I'm sure the crisis at the southern border is going to be taken care of by these guys. Yeah, okay. That's actually a good guy. Yeah, I feel a lot better now that I'm pretending I'm at the beach. Wow. That's a great aesthetic there. That's good. Thank you, guys. This is really working for me. Okay. Maybe now I can focus and get to some of this news. It's just total insanity coming out of the White House at this point. Whoo! Where do you go from here? Let's just pick it up and run with it. As I said, Cassandra Fairbanks, who normally doesn't do TV interviews, I'm going to try to twist her arm to come on with me about this, but I'll definitely cover the story. And if you listen to the War Room, you know I've been telling you that someone's going to break this story wide open. Cassandra Fairbanks says, I'm getting so many emails from veterans who were arrested at the Capitol. The government is using their service as a point in the prosecution against them. Yet Antifa and BLM can terrorize cities and be released without bail. Responding to all, and I'm going to try to write about each story for the Gateway Pundit. So I'm telling you, folks, they've arrested people. They're not letting them out. They're persecuting veterans. And, you know, I didn't sign my name on the dotted line. I didn't vow my life to fight enemies foreign and domestic. And so that's why the Democrats are really so afraid of the veterans. Because the veterans of this country signed their name, signed their life on the dotted line to protect the to protect America from the enemies of America, both foreign and domestic. Well, who are the enemies of America? Domestic. It's the Democrat Party. So that's why they're going after the military. That's why they're arresting veterans that are patriots. That's why they're purging the military of patriots. Because the Democrat Party and the Republicans, but not near to the percentage of the Democrat Party. Percentage of the Democrat Party, it's like 90% total anti-American, total enemies of America, like 90% of the Democrat Party. It's maybe like 50% of the Republican Party, maybe less. It's getting better. So that's why they're going after the veterans. The veterans put their name on the dotted line to fight the enemies foreign and domestic. The Democrats are the enemies domestic. So that's why they're trying to destroy the military. And so here it goes. Pentagon says extremism training needed for troops who see Capitol riot and BLM protests is similar. Well, of course they're not similar. The BLM protests, the BLM riots, the Antifa riots, Floyd riots, Taylor riots, Jacob Blake riots, all promoted by the mainstream media, all funded by the Democrat Party. Those were actually much worse. Yeah, that's right. There is no similarity between the Capitol riots and the BLM Antifa riots. It's one was a riot. One was actual riots. One was an event that just got a little bit out of hand. And then the police killed somebody. But the Democrats don't seem to care about that, only when it works to their political advantage. So they made a hero out of Brian Sicknick, even though he was a Trump supporter that died in the hospital the next day after he went to the hospital. He went home that night. He went back to the precinct that night, so he didn't suffer any injuries at the event. They lied about that. Another big lie from the Democrats. These people lie about everything. So, no, the Democrat riots over the summer of 2020 cost caused two plus billion in property damage. The riot at the Capitol on January 6th cost a couple thousand bucks. And while there were four lives lost that day, three were from medical reasons, non-related to riot events or any violence. And then the Capitol Police executed Ashley Babbitt, that the liberal media that loves promoting any form of police violence against unarmed citizens, they ignored that one. They celebrated the cop for that execution. So, no, the similarities are not there. There were violent riots that caused billions of dollars. Forget about the billions of dollars. There were dozens of people killed during the riots in the summer of 2020. Dozens of people killed. But they don't want to talk about that because they know they caused it. See how that works? But it's not stopping at the military. California bill would ban members of hate groups from becoming police officers. Now, what are they really talking about? Is a hate group? Oh, if you followed QAnon. Oh, if you followed President Trump. Oh, if you voted for Trump. Oh, if you're a patriot. Oh, if you're a Second Amendment activist. Oh, if you're a free speech activist. Oh, if you like InfoWars. That's what they consider a hate group now. Oh, you follow One American News Debt? You're in a hate group. Oh, you follow Right Side Broadcasting? You're in a hate group. Oh, you voted for Trump? You're in a hate group. So this is Democrats creating cults out of our military and our police force or indoctrinating those things into their cult. You want to know how it works? This is how it works. 24 charged in voter fraud probe. 24 more, actually. There have been dozens already in the past 18 months, but this just came down. In North Carolina, a federal attorney, Robert Higdon, 24 charged with voter fraud in his investigation into voter fraud. So you know what Biden did? Biden called Mr. Higdon's office, and you know what he said? You're fired. That's right. I'm not kidding you. Trump, here's the headline from the News Observer. Trump appointed U.S. attorney in North Carolina fired at Biden's request. All right, well, oh, I'm sorry. He resigned at Biden's request. No, he got fired by Biden because he exposed Democrat voter fraud. So it's the same thing. You catch Democrats committing voter fraud as a federal attorney, the Democrats fire you. I'm just totally stunned. I mean, I'm not stunned, but it's just incredible that this is what they do. Wow. Just wow. And I'm just at a loss at this point. How bad is this going to get? How bad is this going to get? Because it's only going to get worse. Nobody's stopping these people. Nobody's stopping Biden. He's going to be out soon. They're going to put Harris in. And she'll be even worse. Yeah, she will be much worse. It's pretty, wow. I mean, just, I don't know, man. Again, it just baffles me that every American isn't up in arms about this. This is so common sense. But I guess they've been indoctrinated enough and propagandized enough. They hate America. They hate America. They hate their freedoms. They hate their prosperities. They hate fellow humans. They hate babies. So, I mean, this is the path that we're going down now. They've seized power. They've seized control. And, you know, they're gonna take us to a hellish place. They already are beginning that. So they're going to take us to a hellish place. And America will have to make a decision. America will have to make a decision, ladies and gentlemen. If we're going to go down this road of global tyranny, or we want to be free and prosperous again, that's what it's going to come down to. And we have to completely reject full throat everything that's happening right now in the Biden administration. And when they install Harris, there needs to be such outrage. I mean, again, you can't even talk about having a conservative protest. They'll call it an insurrection. But I mean, seriously, like, maybe time to go back to D.C. if that happens.
Actually bought this. It blocked UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all of these are selling out except for Brainforce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the Vaso Beats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emrex Essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products, the entire Emrex Essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months. But despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
I mean, fighting against America, not standing for human freedom and prosperity, that's like denying a glass of cold water in the desert. But the media and the Democrats have propagandized their brainwashed audience so much that they would reject cold water in the desert. They'd be... Their mouth would be all dried out, tongue drying out of their mouth, curled up in the back of their throat, just, you know, dying. And you say, hey, here's some ice cold water. Drink it. They say, no, I'm not drinking that racist water. That's like, hey, America's good. Like, we got freedom. We got rights given by God. It's about small government. They're like, screw that. Screw that. I want big government. I want medical tyranny. And you're just like, what the hell? Like, imagine you're going through the desert on a safari and you see like three people about to die, and you pull over with a canteen of water, and you're like, here, please drink this to live. They're like, we don't want it. Screw you. Get out of our face. We're fine. It's like, you're going to die. Shut up, bigot. You don't know anything. Okay. Here you go. This is a fun one. There's no problem at the southern border. Previously deported illegal alien rapes two young girls. That's nice. That's nice. Should I repeat that? Do you want to hear that one more time? Was that pleasant for you? Was it more pleasant than that? Those two young girls, I bet. Previously deported illegal alien rapes two young girls. Was that good? Did you guys hear that enough? Oh, that doesn't happen, though. That individual's been shot dead by U.S. Marshals. But, you know, one of about thousands of men that come over to the USA from the southern border and rape young girls. So that's just nice. So I'm going to bless your ears with that. Biden border crisis is by design, warns former Immigration and Customs Enforcement Chief Tom Homan. And then we have all the pictures coming out from the kids in cages at the Biden administration. And Jen Psaki just laughs about it. And Biden and Harris say, no, we're not going to go to the border. I'm curious what Biden and Harris are doing on a daily basis. I mean, seriously, what? Like, it's just like a game. Is this like a popularity contest? Are we in high school here? Are you getting ready for the prom? Are you getting ready to be the homecoming queen? What are you doing? I'm serious. I mean, I don't get it. I don't know what these people are doing. I don't think they're doing anything. I'm serious. I think this is the laziest presidential administration in America's history. That's all it is. It's all about getting a TV interview, getting a social media post. They aren't doing anything. And they'll use COVID, the fake pandemic, as their excuse. So it's just so unbelievable that we're dealing with this. And look at this. Oh, my gosh. So, you know, the Democrats are trying to get rid of the filibuster. Well, let's think about this for a second. What is the Democrats' go-to to get rid of things they don't like? What is their go-to? Say it with me, class. Racist. Ha ha. The crew even said it in my ear. Yeah. Huh? This is a CNN headline. What's a filibuster? Democrats may finally axe a relic of our racist past. The filibuster's racist, folks. So you got to get rid of it. So the Democrats can ram down all their anti-American globalist legislation, crippling you, crippling the economy, crippling our sovereignty. And there won't be anybody that can stand up or do anything about it because they stole the Senate, they stole the House, and they stole the White House. And now they're going to get rid of the filibuster so they can just ram through any legislation they want. Total treason, total criminal activity. Every Democrat belongs in jail, as far as I'm concerned. Send them all to Guantanamo Bay. Let's start with Biden. Let's start with Harris. And we'll go down the list. But they're going to get rid of filibuster, and they're now claiming it's racist. This is the most low IQ drivel you could ever imagine. And, of course, it's always coming from liberal progressives. A liberal progressive is the biggest liar you've ever met, and quite possibly the biggest moron you've ever met.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
Okay, we crossed the threshold. This is the point where I start to go completely insane. We are on hour number 5 of me being live, so if I start to turn into Dr. Jekyll here, just bear with me. But, you know, I just get a little upset that we have a treasonous White House right now, just openly committing treason against we the people, locking up our veterans, opening the border, illegal immigrants get red carpet treatment, veterans get treated like trash. I don't know. It's not really, I don't really like that. Kind of makes me upset. We have a party and a media that tells the big lie, like George Floyd was killed by racism, Jacob Blake was unarmed, COVID is the deadliest pandemic ever. Lie, lie, lie. Biden won the election with 81 million votes. Lie. I mean, I could just go down the list, but I'd be driving us all crazy, so we're not going to do that. My next guest, maybe she can return some normalcy here to the broadcast, but what she endured, probably not. You may remember we aired the video of her Alice in Wonderland is her nickname is that she goes by. You can find her there on Instagram. And Alice in Wonderland returns. She went to a Starbucks. She asked for a coffee. Oh, look, she's got the little Biden sniffer shirt on, too. That's probably weren't fans of that. You may have triggered a liberal. And she asked for a coffee, and they say, I can't give you a coffee, but I can give you a mask. And so how dare she think logically? And she says, well, if you can give me a mask, why can't you give me coffee? To which the illogical liberal trying to give her the mask didn't understand that logic. And so it turned into a viral video. And so she joins me now, Allison. So first of all, we saw the video there. It kind of cut off before you drove away, though. What was the conclusion that day?
The conclusion was that I had to stand there for an additional 15 minutes in the drive-thru before I could get my drink. I had to argue back and forth with this minimum wage employee who clearly was on a power trip to receive my order. And
hold on a second. I want the details here. What did this employee look like?
Well, I'm sure it doesn't come as much of a surprise by his voice, but he was clearly gay and not white. He was just, you know, a young kid who was clearly buying into this bullshit narrative.
So, did he have a mask on? What, did he have a mask on?
Oh, he probably had three of them on.
Three masks.
And it's a visor.
And the shield and the welder shield. It's yes. Like they're gonna go welding tomorrow.
Exactly. So after arguing with him for a solid 5 to 10 minutes, which you would think if he was so worried about the virus, he would minimize the interaction between us. But he proceeded to argue with me and then eventually took my cash, which is quite possibly the dirtiest thing in the world, and would, accept that, but wouldn't just hand me my drink without having to argue about it.
Did this individual have gloves on?
No.
So took the germ-ridden money and then touched his mask with his hands, but wouldn't give you your drink. Was this in California?
Of course.
I mean, is this normal? Like, is this, do you always go through this?
Oh, absolutely. This is daily life here. I mean, every time I leave my house, I have to be ready to argue with someone. I'm just constantly on the defense, having to stand up to these insane, illogical people who just go out of their way to make your life difficult. I mean, if this was a real pandemic, people would be dropping dead left and right, but apparently there's excuses for everyone else and for whatever fits their narrative. And anyone who wants to think logically is just completely outcast and set to the side.
But you know, here's what I've realized about these people. They don't even believe their own lies. They know this. They know this pandemic is fake. They wouldn't be going to work. They wouldn't be, you know, doing their normal activities. They'd be sheltering in their house, which I wish they would. The world would be a better place if we never had to deal with these people again. We'd find that out real quick. But so it just shows that they don't even believe their own lies. So, but anyway, so did you ever go back to that Starbucks?
Absolutely not. I'm never going back to Starbucks.
Never again?
Never. Are you kidding me?
Were you a normal, were you a regular Starbucks connoisseur?
Not super regular. I would go there on occasion, and this particular one was close to my house and they had a drive through, so it was convenient. But you know, at this point we have to support, Patriot businesses. I would prefer to support small businesses. It's just so difficult to do so in LA, where there's, you know, everyone is on the Starbucks wavelength. I mean, there's very few options here. So, you know, any local small business, I'm definitely down to support, and I refuse to give Starbucks my money any longer.
How hard is it though? Because now here in Austin, it's like, I mean, we're so lucky here in Austin. Really, most of the Austinites are completely rejecting the masks now. Pretty much all businesses have just been forced through osmosis to not force people to wear a mask, even though I think they wanted to in the beginning. But since other businesses aren't, and then people leave and go to the freedom places, they're not enforcing the masks. I mean, can you even get a breath of fresh air in LA right now?
Not without going through an insane amount of trouble and difficulty. I mean, literally every time I leave my house, I get attacked. And it's ironic that these people, the same people who are so worried about the pandemic and the virus, are so quick to jump right in your personal space to harass you. And it's just like, you have to pick your battle. Either you breathe fresh air or you comply to these ridiculous measures. I refuse to do it. I'm never going to. So I'm constantly fighting with people left and right. And it's just, it's no way to live. I mean, it's just a constant state of anxiety and having to deal with these insane people who are mentally unwell. It's highly disturbing.
Well, see, you actually, that's exactly what's going on here. The Pew Research, and this has been picked up by a lot of different, this has been syndicated, this study here. The headline on Pew Research: many Americans continue to experience mental health difficulties as pandemic enters second year. There's so many different angles I could take on this. But I mean, this is what you're experiencing in Los Angeles and in California. People are literally becoming mental basket cases. And they're basically now admitting liberalism is a mental disorder. Yeah, if you believed all the lies of the mainstream media, you're going to go insane.
100%. And that's all these people do. They love it. I feel like they get off on it. They want to be told what to do. They want to be enslaved inside their homes, except of course when it applies to them and when they need to, you know, go to Costco or Target, then it's
No. Only when the media says it's time to riot over a racist event.
Oh, right. Of course. I mean, the hypocrisy is just endless. They're never going to be happy. These people are so sick. And at the beginning of this, I thought that I might get through and I might be able to change some minds, but these people are so far gone. There's nothing you can do. They're so wrapped up in these media lies. There's no getting through to them. I mean, it's baffling to me. I can't be around it anymore because it's actually driving me insane.
No, here's what we're experiencing, because it's you, it's me, it's probably most people tuned into this right now is, and I've been saying this, like, I'm going to jump the shark and just go full alien invasion. This is not human behavior. I'm serious. I don't recognize this as human behavior. Wanting to be a slave, wanting medical tyranny, wanting to give up your body for a business to force you to consume a product. You know, like, this is just forcing people to not breathe air, forcing people to, this is not human activity to me. I mean, it's like I don't know how to explain it.
I don't know what else needs to happen for people to understand it. I don't understand how anyone could be so deeply brainwashed they don't see what's happening here. I mean, it's clear as day. We're more than a year into this, and they're still just bowing down to the government and waiting for their next order from the news. And it's just like,
hold on, Biden's got a problem. Hold on, I think Biden's calling you right now. Pick it up. It's Biden calling. Is that Hello? Us? Do you guys hear that? What is? Am I the only one that hears that? Am I going crazy here?
I don't hear anything.
Okay. Well, it's official. I've lost my mind at 4:15 Central Time. I'm hearing things in my head. You seriously didn't hear that ringing? Guys, what is going on right? Okay. Well, look, nobody, we're getting, you know what? It's the COVID. It's all right. You know what? We're going to come back. We're going to come back. What's that, crew? We had a Biden butt dialed. Okay. Biden butt dialed the studio line. And so that's what the interference was about. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to get this sorted out. Biden's roaming the streets. We have a silver alert right now. We're looking for Joe. He's butt dialing. He's trying to call Pizza Hut. He's looking for a hot dog party with Barack Obama. All right, we're going to get serious with Allison on the other side. The world's going completely crazy. I think I'm falling for it, too.
Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're exterminists. They are a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God. And the noose is only going to tie it around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order. But at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of human system as we know it, and on its ashes a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Infowars.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Well, the good news is listeners have confirmed there was a ring, so I haven't completely lost my mind yet. The bad news is Biden has completely lost his mind, and he is currently in the White House, so that's not good. Our guest is Alison Wonderland. You can see her on Instagram, Alison Wonderland Returns, and she also has a Telegram, SoCal Three Face. Alison, I'm really only familiar with that video that went viral of you at, oh wow, you got a big following there, at Starbucks. So you're obviously very active there, I guess, in Southern California. So what are some of the events, or what are some of the leadership roles that you've taken there fighting for freedom?
Well, I actively engage in a anti-mask group where we go around and we frequent local grocery stores, Free Face, and we try to get our shopping done, which is an impossibility nearly every time. But, you know, I've tried to rally up some people to get this going, and it's really taken off. I think there's a lot of these little groups around the California area, but it's hard for us all to connect. So I ultimately am trying to get all these small groups together so that we can continue to build this and all fight back, because I really think there is power in strength in numbers. And I think that we all need to be uniting during this time and continue this momentum. So I've taken part in many of these anti-masking groups. And then I also do protests against the vaccine as well.
What about Newsom? He's got the petition, over 2 million signatures. He should have had a total ouster by now. He's clinging on. Do you know anybody that likes Gavin Newsom? I mean, I'm serious. Do you know anybody that likes this guy?
I don't personally, because I don't associate with liberals. However, I think that it's hilarious now that people are going out of their way to say that they actually like him. Obviously, the far left is using this as an opportunity to try to combat us, because it's been deemed that the recall is a right-wing conspiracy theory, which is just comical in my opinion. But I've heard from a lot of people that, you know, just on Instagram, not personally, but on the internet, there's plenty of people that are saying that he is great and definitely fit for the position, which is obviously a joke.
Well, yeah, and of course they told the big lie. It was Newsom that started it. He said, oh, the people that support my recall are just QAnon followers. Well, there was absolutely no research to back that. Actually, the research into the recall signatures showed that it was about 40% were Democrats that signed the recall. So probably people that voted for him. But, you know, between him and Cuomo and their lack of popularity, they won't go anywhere, will they?
I don't think so. I mean, I fear that we're helpless in this scenario. I think that if, you know, the presidential election is rigged, then how is there ever going to be another free and fair election again? I mean, we're just totally screwed. And despite the fact that there's 2 million signatures on this recall, I don't know that it's even going to mean anything, because people obviously have, you know, full power, and they're going to continue to lie and cheat their way through.
I met an individual over the weekend that I ended up playing golf with, and he's born and raised in Austin, which is pretty rare here. Most people in Austin are implants. And I got to talking with him. I was with my buddy from St. Louis, went to high school together, and he's like, oh, where are you guys from? And we're like, oh, we moved here from Missouri. And this sense of relief came over him. He was like, oh, thank God you're not from California. It was like a sense. He was like, oh, thank God there's not more of you guys coming in from California. We were like, no, we know. We're the good kind. But I mean, what do you make of these Democrat voters in California that leave California because everything they voted for destroyed their state, but then they leave it to go to another state to destroy it? How do you explain that?
It's disgusting. They shouldn't be allowed in. I mean, I don't know what measures need to be taken to prevent this from happening, but before long, everything is just going to be completely overrun by them, and it's time to put an end to it. If I were in a red state, I would be infuriated, and it's clearly a problem, but I don't understand what the issue is on their end to continue to vote the way that they do, knowing that it results in something that they don't even like. So how can we let this continue? Something needs to be done immediately because it's obviously completely out of control at this point.
What about in San Francisco, where the violence is increasing? You can't walk a block without seeing human feces on the street and needles. Is that the worst of it in California? Is it like that in LA too?
It's absolutely like that in LA. Every street is lined with tents and homeless people and prostitutes and trannies and human feces. It's disgusting. It is just, it's so far past the point of anything that can even be fixed. I'm repulsed to even live here. I dread waking up every day because this is so far out of control. It's disgusting. And Newsom is to blame. I mean, this is just a continuous issue. It gets worse every day. And I can't stand it anymore. It's horrible.
On a different note, a little more, not as nasty here. The traffic really bad there in LA. Why is it that Elon Musk seems to be the only person that wants to address traffic in this country? I'm serious. Everybody deals with traffic. Nobody seems to want to fix the issue except Elon Musk and building the tunnels to try to deal with it. Just on a lighter note, how bad is the traffic in California?
Honestly, I would say the one upside of this scamdemic is that traffic has lightened up since all the liberals are locked up in their homes. It's really freed up it's freed up the roads quite a bit. So the traffic has not been quite as bad lately, but obviously pre-plandemic, it was horrible. I mean, it takes hours to travel 8 miles. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's a real problem, but no one wants to talk about that either.
Yeah, I don't know why every politician isn't wanting to do something about this. Every American isn't wanting to do something about this. Well, I know why. They don't want real solutions. Elon Musk wants to do something about it. But, you know, it's just odd. I think we've actually discovered the solution here. The solution to, I would say, most of our problems would just be just tell the liberals there's a deadly pandemic happening 24/7 and not to leave their houses. And just keep them locked up, keep them out of our schools, keep them out of running businesses, keep them off the roads. I think we've got the solution here.
I'm with you 100%. I fully support that. I think that needs to be done immediately. We should create another pandemic so that they stay inside even longer.
And it needs to be even deadlier. And yes, it needs to be something that all liberals have in their houses. So like the soy pandemic or like the... or the black bean burger pandemic or something, like something every liberal would have in their house that they would be so scared of. Like, oh, my gosh, I've got the soy virus. Oh, my God. Well, we've just solved all the world's problems. All we need to do is fake a pandemic and convince the liberals to stay home 24/7 watching Netflix or whatever else they like to do. And then all of the society's issues will be finally figured out. We can live in a free society again, and they can live in a prison society again. It's exactly what they want. Everybody wins.
It's the ultimate solution. I love that idea. I would love to help you promote that.
Well, I tell you, this is such a relief. This is such a burden off my shoulders. We've now solved all the world's problems with Alice in Wonderland. I tell you what, I'm going insane. So stick around for another segment. And we'll just cover some of this news that if I covered by myself, I'd start ranting and raving, and nobody needs to hear that anymore.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large.
The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being culled, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. Gimmerick's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. And then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrich Essentials, 50% off. And free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Brain Force Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items. The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and blocket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A raising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wildcrafted, organic, and natural products you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's Natural Defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostaguard, or Vasobeats, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family, and at the same time, fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's The War Room
with Owen Scheuer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Ladies and gentlemen, this mothership needs fuel. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and fill our tanks right now by shopping through all the great health supplements. You know, I got to tell you, it's the new sleep aid we have, Down and Out, is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I was actually talking to Greg Reese about this the other day. Normally, I max out, if I'm lucky, 8 hours of sleep. Normally, I try to get 6 in a night. And if I fall right asleep, I can usually do that. I usually have trouble. But with the down and out, man, it's like within 30 minutes of taking it, flatlining. And then I have trouble getting up the next day. That's the problem. The sleep is incredible. It's the getting up the next day that's the problem. But if you have problems sleeping and staying asleep, down and out will be your solution. It's on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Try it for yourself. I'm telling you, it's only one dropper full, but if you do two, I do two. I go hardcore. You are down and you are out. You may have to come in and have somebody check your pulse the next day. But that's one of the great supplements we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Brand new, already got nothing but five-star reviews. So we appreciate everybody shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and keeping us on air. All right. I want to read something here. We still have Alice in Wonderland with us. I like saying that. It's like a play on words. And I want to read something here from my favorite poet growing up, Ronald Dahl. I'm trying to remember, he wrote The Giving Tree, Falling Up. I forget all the great poetry he wrote. But anyway, this is a Ronald Dahl entry from, I believe, the 90s. And so I want to read this right now. And guys, if we can get the screenshot, because it's got his artistic work on here. If a person has ugly thoughts, it begins to show on the face. And when that person has ugly thoughts every day, every week, every year, the face gets uglier and uglier until it gets so ugly you can hardly bear to look at it. A person who has good thoughts cannot ever be ugly. You can have a wonky nose and a crooked mouth and a double chin and stick out teeth, but if you have good thoughts, they will shine out your face like sunbeams and you will always look lovely. Well said, Robert Dahl. Now, why am I saying this? There are scientific studies that have been done that conservatives are better looking than liberals. You can just go out on the streets and see that for yourself. But the sad thing is, it doesn't have to be this way. You can look at all these different photos of girls who get out of high school and are like cheerleaders and prom queens and beauty queens. And then they get into the university and after 4 years, they shave their head, they have armpit hair, and they look like a bulldog. And so that's the liberalism. It's a disease. It's negative energy. It destroys their essence. It destroys their beauty. It destroys their smile, all of it. And so I just wanted to get your comments on that, Allison. Do you agree with Ronald Dahl?
Absolutely, 100%. I think it's devastating what's happened to the beauty standards, which they are so quick to, you know, tell you what they are, even though they're so accepting of everyone. But if you don't fit this narrative, then you aren't beautiful. And it's hilarious because I've had a lot of backlash on my page from the left saying that I'm a disgusting, ugly, bucktooth piece of trash.
Hold on a second. Are you sure you're not reading someone else's page?
I'm sure. But no, it's so true. I mean, I feel like, you know, your personality and what makes you is beautiful. But if you are a disgusting person who embraces communism, then there's no way you can be beautiful regardless of how pretty you are. I mean, that's just factual in my opinion. But yeah, it's disgusting. The left is clearly lacking in the beauty department. They need some real help, I think.
It's like it's beyond that, though. It's like they hate beauty. It's like they love ugly art. They love ugly music. It's like they love demonic frequencies.
Exactly. And they want to put down anyone who is, you know, outside of that and who, you know, actually works hard to achieve something. They are all about the victimhood mentality. They want to be applauded for being a fat lard. They don't want to work for anything. So they automatically put down people who work hard to keep up their appearance, who prioritize health and fitness, who, you know, actually put effort into looking nice. And that's just how it is with everything with them. They just want to shame people who actually try because they want to take the easy way out.
Do you ever have a lefties and liberals show up to your events and like get in your face and stuff?
Oh, absolutely. The last vaccine protest I did, there was a whole mob of them who were just shoving middle fingers in my face the whole time.
Now, have you noticed, because I've had to deal with this a lot, have you noticed that there's a distinctive stench that emanates from them?
They're repulsive. They reek. In my opinion, they're ugly. They're just garbage people. They have nothing to offer other than, you know, violence and being difficult. They have nothing else going on in their lives.
I swear, I could try to smell as bad as some of these liberals that show up, and I couldn't do it. I mean, it would take a serious month-long effort to get to half of what they've accomplished. But it's like they want it. They want to offend you with their odor and get up next to you. It's like that's it's like this demonic thing. And the crew just pulled up that story. Hey, guys, pull that up again. About some priest calling out that the American left has turned totally demonic. There he is. Leading Catholic exorcist sees signs of demonic oppression and possession in unhinged American left. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's sickening. I mean, they just want to oppose everything that makes any sense. And there's no rhyme or reason to anything they do. They just want to be difficult and continue to shame anyone who doesn't fit their narrative, which is super ironic, seeing as they're the party of peace, love, and tolerance. But, it's nothing new with them. It's the same stuff time and time again. And if anything, it just makes me want to fight harder, and it makes me want to fight back because I'm sick of this. It's completely overrun my city, and I know it's happening elsewhere, and it's time that we take action. It's time that we fight back. They are so good at rallying people up and trying to combat us, and that is one area where we lack as conservatives. So I think it's time for us to give them a taste of their own medicine.
Well, that's because they've already inoculated the world with their media. That's the problem. Now they want to inoculate us with their new technology, but they've already inoculated us with their propaganda. And that's like what you said. So now you've got thousands of people in New York and other countries rallying against Asian hate, just popped up overnight magically. It just shows you how their propaganda controls the masses, and they can whip up a riot. They can whip up a march. They can whip up anything overnight with their propaganda, just like that.
Exactly. And that is, like I said, an area where we're lacking. And I know there's so many people out there. There's so many of us, 80 million plus, who are on the same wavelength. But what are we doing? We need to get on their level. We need to rally up. We need to start fighting back, and we need to start pulling our weight. Anyone who's not is just ultimately complying at this point. So we need to be doing more.
What are you going to be doing next? What's next on your list of things to do out there in commie land?
That's exactly what I'm trying to do, that image you just posted. I want to organize a large maskless protest, and to end it all, we will have a large mask burning event at the end to, you know, say goodbye to this communist nonsense. People hate it. There's so many of us who don't want to continue on like this, but people aren't doing anything. So I'm trying to rally everyone up, connect all of these subgroups so that we can all unite and put an end to this once and for all.
All right. If you could do another segment, I want to ask what happened to California? It used to be, you know, the land of freedom, and, you know, everybody's all hippie and, like, you know, live and let live and go surfing, man, and hang out on the beach, to now just like weird liberal tyranny, oppression, poverty, degradation. It's like, what? What? This just happened overnight, it seems. But it's gotten real bad.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest that's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality. Specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us, not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty and you're ugly, you're bad, because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Still got a bunch of news I need to cover here. I'm gonna do one more segment with Allison. Harrison Smith joining me in the next hour. I've got a couple of breaking news stories. The federal government is thinking about reinstating the capital punishment death sentence for Jokhar Sarnaev, one of the Boston Marathon bombers. That's going to be an interesting thing to watch. I'm going to talk about that with Harrison Smith. And if you know my story, you know why the Boston Marathon bombing is kind of an important event to me. Secondly, there is an active shooter happening right now in Boulder, Colorado. Apparently, in a gunfight with police happened at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado. And just some of the early testimonies we're getting from the local news there. People hiding under tables, ducking under racks and stuff like that. And, you know, look, I'm not going to sit here and be like, hey, everybody needs to have a gun and promote like wild, wild west type, civilization. But I mean, it goes without saying, if you were ever in a situation, let's say in a grocery store and some guy comes in firing a gun, you're really going to wish you had a gun and the police aren't going to be there for 90 seconds at a minimum. I think average is like 2.5 minutes for police to respond. So that's 2.5 minutes of a killing spree, and you have zero self-defense. Maybe you can throw a can of beans at the guy. So this is why we have a Second Amendment. This is why gun rights are necessary. But you watch, this is going to be used all night, and this footage is going to be used all night to scare people into not wanting a gun. Even though the common sense approach would be to have a gun to deter a potential mass shooter situation. But we're not dealing with people that deal in logic and reasoning. That's part of our frustration here, in fact. So Allison, in the break, maybe she should just take over the segment. She wanted to give a friend of hers a shout out and then talk about what she's doing now that she's boycotting Starbucks. There's the propaganda mass shooting surge. You plug that into Google. You didn't realize mass shootings are surging in every fragmented area code and every longitude, latitude on the face of the earth. Mass shootings are surging, except it's all a lie. But seriously, though, you said you wanted to give a friend of yours a shout out. And then what are you going to do now that you're boycotting Starbucks?
Yes, I just wanted to shout out Matt at Slave to Liberty for the awesome shirt and for setting up the interview. So definitely go check his stuff out. Also, in light of the Starbucks incident, I am trying to boycott them entirely and raise awareness amongst coffee drinkers to never return. So I would love to promote your coffee, Wake Up America, because we can't be drinking that satanic poison anymore. So if you guys ever need any promotional work done, I would love to be a part of that because we appreciate you greatly.
Well, we're currently sold out right now because the coffee is so popular. It'll be back in stock. Wow. It sold out before she even started promoting it. I mean, can you imagine? But seriously, we always appreciate people that want to help support us, so maybe we can work on something down the road. Once that gets back in stock, we'll reach out to you. But I have a fresh brew right here in my mug.
Oh, love you. I'm envious.
This is like my fifth cup today, so I'm going a little scatterbrained here. But seriously, what happened to California? You know, the notion used to be it was all about free, good living, you know, hippie spirit, love and let live and all of this stuff. Now it's just a total wasteland. It's like it happened overnight. How do you explain this?
I mean, it's just so crazy because I feel like the whole idea of punk rock, which was obviously, used to be such a great thing for us and a great cultural music revelation, it's totally flipped. It's now it's totally the opposite. These people who used to be so anti-government are just bowing down to the government and want to be slaves to the government and are just waiting by their TVs to be told what to do. And I don't know when it happened, but I feel like it's been a work in progress over many years, but with the scam that we're currently living through, it's become very apparent that, this place is just, it's done. There's no coming back from this. And it's really, it's devastating because people used to see LA as this great place and many people used to come here for many opportunities, but now it's just a wasteland of grossness, homeless, disgusting liberals. And it's not what it used to be. And I don't think it'll ever go back to that. It's totally done.
Do you think Cardi B is a good role model for young girls?
I think she is a sickening human being. I think it's devastating what's happening to music in general. I think that everything she stands for is completely wrong. And it's
Forget about what she stands for, but what about what she twerks for?
I cannot get behind any of it. The fact that any parent would let their kid listen to or watch that is repulsive to me. And the fact that that's just now considered mainstream I blame the Kardashians for all of this It's just makes zero sense to me. I can't wrap my head around it. It's disgusting.
Yeah, really. we mainstreamed a porn star, Kim Kardashian, and we ended up with Cardi B. I mean, part of me thinks it's hilarious. Grown women gyrating with their fat fake asses on television and getting promoted for it, and they call it woke and empowering for women.
It makes no sense. This is what is empowering. The example that's being set for young girls, it's just so wrong. And now it's like people don't even want to work for anything because it's embraced and encouraged to just create an OnlyFans and make money from getting naked. It's just so wrong and so backwards. And I really fear for the future generations. There's so much to be concerned about.
So this story came out of Los Angeles today. Movie fans returning to Los Angeles theaters find thrill in just showing up. I'm glad the movie theaters didn't go completely out of business. Is this happening, though? Are you hearing about this? Movie theaters packed in Los Angeles, at least as much as they can be?
I've not heard about that because I don't support movie theaters or Hollywood. So I'm not attending, but... I don't know if that is the case. That's really funny. Aren't they worried about catching the deadliest virus in history?
Yeah, but as long as you go see a woke film, the pandemic then stays away. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, the virus is very respectful of the COVID protocols. You weren't aware of that. It's a smart virus.
It's the smartest virus. Yeah, very smart. It knows right when to strike.
It actually sees the mask. It could go right through it, but it sees the mask and turns left just because you wear the mask. It's just incredible at how that's going on. Florida is pretty wild. A lot of good reasons to move to Florida. Married Florida teachers smoked marijuana with students, according to deputies. Another reason to move to Florida. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking about that. We'll leave that to California, actually. Hey, what is it, Fast Times at Ridgemont High? What is the one where they're smoking with the professor? Anyway, what do you think about Meghan and Harry? I think there's something else going on here. By the way, they got caught in another lie on the Oprah interview. They said they got married in secret. Turns out that was a lie. Certificates prove Meghan and Harry did not have a secret wedding despite interview claims. So another lie from the fake royal couple. What do you think? I mean, I think there's something weird going on behind the scenes with this, but I think it would be funny that an entitled briefcase model would take down the royal crown. To me, that's just hilarious.
I mean, it's not really shocking to me, but it is funny. I think that... it's intriguing to see what else comes out from them. I don't know. There's just, it's not really surprising at this point with the corruption going on in the higher ups. So,
but you have to admit Meghan Markle, I mean, she gave it all up as a briefcase model, a sacrifice that most people would never dare make at the top of her game as a briefcase model to become a princess. I mean, that's worthy, right?
Oh yeah, totally.
If only more women could be like the entitled briefcase model, Meghan Markle.
True,
Allison, thank you so much. Follow on Instagram at Allison Wonderland Returns. You're going to enjoy it.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all these are selling out except for Brainforce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the VasoBeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emmerich's essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emmerich's essentials line is close to selling out, more coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, Harrison Smith is with us. We're going to talk about, I was tuned into the American Journal today, and he had a great segment around, I think it was about 9 o'clock when you did it, in the 9 o'clock segment this morning, talking about the increase in youth suicide during this fake pandemic. I want to hold off on that. We'll start with that in the next longer segment coming up. But, you know, we were just discussing in the break. So there's an active shooting situation in Boulder, Colorado. It may be under control right now. I'm not sure, but we're talking about how, just like clockwork, the media tonight is going to be demonizing guns. Oh, we need legislation. We need gun control. You know, right at the perfect time for them, too, as they're trying to end the filibuster. And they just had this other shooter in Atlanta. So the irony, though, to me is like, where's the common sense? Okay. Hey, look, somebody with a gun. I better call somebody with a gun. Well, don't you wish you had the gun? Where is this disconnect? Like, of just admitting that, oh, I'm going to be a victim, but it's for the betterment of mankind.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's a disconnect at all. I mean, look at the people who are right now trying to take our guns and putting forward legislation to remove, you know, the ability for us to protect ourselves. They are literally surrounded by men with guns, with the National Guard in the thousands.
And walls. Don't forget about the nice wall.
Right, and the walls. It's not even like a disconnect. It's a very consistent ideology that says the important people deserve the guns. The rich people can afford to buy the guns. It's the serfs, the plebs, the slaves at the bottom. You don't get to protect yourself. You know, that's it. You know, good luck.
I mean, I don't want to be walking around in the grocery store with a long arm. I don't think I would ever do that. I don't want to be walking around in the grocery store with a pistol on my hip. But, you know, let's say I have my concealed carry, or I'm in a constitution carry state, and I've got a concealed weapon, you know, maybe under my shirt or, you know, on the back of my pants or something like that. Nobody can see it. Nobody needs to panic, but it's there in case I need it. Shooter comes in. I can actually, you know, take somewhat control of the situation versus waiting 2 minutes or 3 minutes for the police to get there. I just don't understand. But you hit it on the head. That's what it is. And of course, we know that, but it's like, the average American shouldn't be going along with this elitism. Mm. The average American shouldn't be saying, hey, you get guns and I don't. It's just the same story. They're embracing their freedom. They're embracing their slavery. They're celebrating their slavery. Yeah, take my gun. Make me a slave.
Yeah, well, and, you know, I've said for a while, ever since this defund the police phenomenon appeared out of nowhere and suddenly took the country by storm, defunding the police means privatizing the police. It means that those that can afford it will be able to pay extra, you know, from some security company to patrol their neighborhoods or whatever it is. This actually happened in Atlanta before the shooting happened there. It was a, you know, upscale neighborhood in Atlanta was hiring armed guards to patrol their streets because the police weren't doing a good enough job. So it's privatizing of the police. And it actually is an interesting kind of segue into what we're talking about, because suicide is such a massive problem in America right now. And yet any suicide by gun goes into the gun death statistics and allows them to, you know, use those statistics.
Which is like an extremely high percentage of the gun deaths, right?
Massive. Like the majority of it is, you know, the majority of, they say, you know, deaths by guns in America, it's suicide by guns. So we have this story where, you know, suicide is massively increasing, especially amongst young people because of the lockdowns and the tyranny and the hopelessness that's being spread constantly. So it's almost this you know, cause the problem and provide the solution sort of thing, where, you know, their policies increase the suicide rates, which increase the number of people killed by guns, which allow them to use those numbers to go after your guns. I mean, it's a, you know, cyclical downspin that we're facing. It's horrible.
Well, and, you know, I say fully defund the police at this point, not because I think it's a smart idea. I mean, politically, I think it's a horrible idea for civilization, but it's like a move, counter move thing in a chess game, you know, where sometimes you have to make a bold counter move to leave something open to just dare your opponent to take it. It's like, okay, fine, defund police. Let's see how that goes for people out there. Let's see how defunding the police actually goes. Violent crime will increase. Death by gun will increase. Everything will go up. So it's kind of like, to me, like, give them what they want. Give them what they ask for. But if you defund the police and you end the Second Amendment, well, now you're just waiting to become a slave.
Yeah, and it'd be one thing if they're actually just defunding the police, but really what that means is take a portion of the police's funds and give it towards social justice warrior activists to go around and patrol the streets without guns. It's absurd.
Woke.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air, about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They've tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
All right, I want to get focused. Harrison Smith, the host of the American Journal here, 8 to 11 a.m. Central Time on band.video and all of our streams here at InfoWars. And I was tuned in this morning, and there was a great segment. Well, it wasn't a great segment, but it was the information breakdown was really incredible about youth suicide and the increase of youth suicide during the pandemic. And this story came out of Pew Research today. Many Americans continue to experience mental health difficulties as fake pandemic. It doesn't say fake. I added that, but let's be honest. Fake pandemic enters second year. It is a fake pandemic. Just look at the numbers. And so, Harrison, though, I was actually stunned. I knew that suicide was increasing during the fake pandemic, specifically with the youth. But you broke down the numbers, and I mean, I was listening. My jaw was like dropping to the floor. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it really is incredible, especially when, you know, and just even that story by itself. It's like it wasn't the pandemic that's causing an increase in mental suicides. It was the reaction to the pandemic. Just like the pandemic didn't destroy our economy, it was the lockdown.
Yeah, I always say that. Oh, a virus knocked on your door and told you to close your business? Oh, a virus knocked on your door and said don't go outside? No, that was the government.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's, again, what we're seeing here. So suicide by itself already before the pandemic has been on the rise for about 10 years. Strangely enough, 2019 was the first year in, I think, 13 years that the suicide rate actually went down. It'd been in an upward trend.
American prosperity, individual prosperity, and you know, that creates less depression and suicide. Oh, okay.
I know, shocking. This is shocking material, but it actually is very shocking. So comparing COVID deaths to suicide rates, the median age, not the average, but the middle age of COVID deaths is 80 years old. 80 years old. Incredibly high. The average. Higher than the average lifespan normally, which is 78. It poses a minimal risk to healthy individuals under 65 and even less of a threat to youths. In fact, preliminary data suggests COVID accounted for barely 1.2% of all deaths in the under 25 age group. Graphically, so then they have this graph that explains it. But this is – so the suicide rates for 2020 haven't been put out yet. So what we're comparing is the growth in deaths from people between 15 and 24 comparing that to, you know, how much of those were caused by COVID. So compared to 2018 and 2019, deaths per 100,000, 2020 saw one extra death among those under the age of five, an additional 1.5 deaths among those aged 5 to 14, and a whopping 23 additional deaths among those aged 15 to 24. So overall, deaths per 100,000 in this age group jumped from 106.4 per 100,000 in 2019 to 131.7 per 100,000 during 2020. So that's an increase of 23%.
So there's a drastic anomaly there. There's a drastic variable there. We don't have the suicide numbers yet, but it seems as though that's going to be the cause.
Right, right. Because you don't have this massive increase in the younger people, people below 14, because you don't see a lot of suicide ideation, you know, when you're that young. But between 15 and 24, that's like the key age range for a lot of
And none of those deaths are COVID.
And none of them are COVID. And that's sort of the important part. So you have an increase of 23% of deaths between 15 and 24, but COVID only accounts for 1.2% of total deaths in ages 0 through 24. So you could attribute maybe 1.2% of that rise, but then you're still left over with 21% rise that's unaccounted for, which of course is explained by suicide when you look at the numbers that are coming in from like outreach groups and that sort of thing. So you can just see, I don't know if we can get an angle on this over here, but they have, you know, the all cause deaths per 100,000 in the U.S. population under 25 years. Here in the 15 to 24 years age range, we go from just below 70 to 92.5. So that's just a massive jump. I mean, you can't ignore that jump, but you also can't attribute that jump to COVID-19. They weren't killed by COVID-19. They were killed by the lockdowns, as we've seen. And again, the suicide numbers themselves aren't out from the CDC or any other group that compiles these sorts of things, but you do have other ways of determining, you know, the increase in suicide. So between March and August, the National Alliance on Mental Illness Helpline reported a 65% increase in calls and emails. The Trevor Project, which targets suicide prevention among LGBT youth, saw double its usual call volume. The jump in helpline calls hadn't let up by the end of 2020. And in November, the crisis text line received 180,000 calls, its highest volume ever, and an increase of 30,000 from the previous month. Over 90% of those were from people under 35. So what you're seeing is a massive, massive increase in outreach for mental health services, suicide attempts, any of these sorts of things that would, you know, inspire somebody to contact a mental health line, doubled, in some cases tripled, depending on, you know, where you are in the age range. In August 2020, FAIR Health, F-A-I-R Health, found a 334% spike in intentional self-harm claims among 13 to 18-year-olds. So over triple the number of self-harm claims.
These are kids.
In the teenage age group, yeah.
This should be youthful innocence.
Yeah, so, and that's just in the Northwest compared to the same month in 2019. Nationally, self-harm medical claims lined nearly doubled for this group in March and April. And so that's sort of another point is there's this article, Axios Vitals. This was published on the 2nd of March, 2021. And they note that teens' mental health claims doubled last spring. And you can actually see here visually, I don't know if we can pull this up or put it on dot cam, but the jump is absolutely massive. And it takes place in March and April, right when the lockdowns were occurring. So we go from, plus 3 in February to plus 97 in March and 103 in April. And, you know, it continues to be a positive number, like more mental health claims, but it decreases slowly over time. But, you know, it's the type of thing like kind of like that graph from election night, kind of like all, you know, all these other, you know, like the murder rate and when that started spiking in 2020. You can just look at this and you have to go, okay, something happened in March and April that caused a massive increase in mental health claims.
And the crazy thing about this is this was like a high school class and mm-hmm. you were taking a test and say, okay, you know, what do you notice? What's the anomaly here? Exactly. Every time it'd be the same thing, whether it's the cheat during the election, whether it's the increase in the numbers, and you'd say, see, it all happened when we shut down the economy. Okay, A+. But they'll never be honest about that. And when it's really just elementary level education, and you know, here's the thing that it's tough to understand because, you know, we're the same age and we're not that far removed from high school. I mean, you know, it's been a while, but most things that kids go through at the high school, college age, there's at least some semblance of understanding, right? There's some, we're not totally separated. That's a completely different experience. You can kind of relate to some of it still. You can understand where they're coming from with certain issues. This is something totally unprecedented.
Yeah.
Having everything locked down, school locked down, no extracurriculars, no going out to movies, no going out to parties, no proms, no basketball games, nothing. That's something we can't relate to. And when you're 15 years old, a year is like 10% of your cognitive memory.
Right.
So, I mean, that has to be an extreme thing. Whereas when you're 35, okay, you're older, you've been through some stuff, you're already cynical, you're hardened. Yeah, okay, the government's crushing my life, my dreams, everything. Okay, you're used to that. But when you're young, it shows with these numbers in the suicides. You can't handle that.
Yeah, and you know, clearly, just looking at this, it's obvious when this spike occurred. It occurred in March and April, exactly at the same time that the lockdowns were first being imposed. That's obvious. But, you know, we don't want to do the liberal thing of just like, oh, you see a number and you go climate change, because that happens to fit with your particular ideology. You know, there's a number of things that contribute to this, but they all sort of go back to the same source, right? Obviously, the lockdowns are a major concern, but you also have, you know, the panic about climate, you know, put forward by the media, the claims about racism pervading our every ounce of our society, people being told that they're evil because of, you know, the color of their skin that they were born with. I mean, all of this contributes. And what we're seeing is just a growth in basically all of the bad things, all of the things that would contribute to this. But, you know, this isn't particularly new. We have an article here from the 6th of September 2020, where the director of the CDC came out and bluntly stated that there have been far more deaths from suicide and drug overdoses than from COVID-19. And that was over the population as a whole. It'd be even more extreme with the youth in particular. So the director of the CDC said there's been another cost that we've seen, particularly in high schools. Mr. Redfield continued, we're seeing sadly far greater suicides now than we are deaths from COVID. We're seeing far greater deaths from drug overdoses that are above excess as a background, what we're seeing from deaths from COVID. So, you know, we knew this in September of last year, but it's only increased since then, the number of suicides.
And we're still in the lockdown.
Yep.
Emmerich's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the 3 essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. And then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Emmerich's Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Brain Force Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here that is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and blocket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Talking here with Harrison Smith the rest of today's broadcast, but I want to continue down this stack of news, the increase in suicide thanks to the lockdowns, thanks to the fake pandemic, thanks to the fake news media and the fake scientists. And, you know, the numbers of youth suicide increasing so much should be heartbreaking on all of us. And before we go back to some of this data with Harrison, this is what it comes down to me, and you were kind of hinting at this, but it's the hopelessness.
Mm-hmm.
It's the hopelessness. Really, hopelessness is what leads to suicide, whether it's financial ruin or love life ruin or whatever else happens. It's the hopelessness that causes people to take their own life. And you look at the mainstream media and what they promote to the youth, it's all hopelessness. Climate change is going to kill you. You're hopeless. You know, Trump is a Nazi. You're hopeless. This is the deadliest pandemic ever. Thousands of new variants. You're hopeless. Racism is everywhere. You're hopeless. So it's this constant badgering of hopelessness, hopelessness, hopelessness. You can't get out of it. You can't get out of poverty. It's all bad. Racists want to get you. Nazis want to get you. The climate's going to kill you. It's just total hopelessness that these kids are being forced to ingest in the public school system through the mainstream media. So, and then you actually make them prisoners in their own planet, make them prisoners in their own homes. It just adds to that hopelessness exponentially. And we're now seeing the numbers. But what I think the takeaway from this is, as we get back to the data, is that the hopelessness promoted by left-wing media and left-wing politics is deadly. And it's everything that the Democrat Party represents. It is a death cult. Okay. It is a death cult. And this is ultimately where all of their political media leanings end up. Hopelessness and death.
Yeah. And, you know, we're talking about suicide as, you know, individuals committing suicide. But the reality is what we're seeing in real time is our nation commit suicide as a whole. And that's, you know, I did a big long thing at the end of last year about the Jonestown cult and, the, you know, drinking the Kool-Aid and the suicide and how that was a communist cult. I mean, that guy was a communist, and the entire ideology that pervaded that entire situation is exactly what we're seeing happen on a much wider scale. And what we're seeing as America just goes down the drain is a national suicide of absolutely everybody. And it, you know, it's not good, and it's not new, and it's not something that we didn't know about 6 months ago. September, CDC said that we have more, you know, more deaths from suicide than from COVID. I mean,
in other words, the lockdown is more deadly than the virus.
Exactly. And then you have, again, from September 2020, military suicides up as much as 20% in the COVID area. A 30% jump in active duty suicides. Defense Department briefings indicated there was a 20% jump in overall military suicides. And this article notes, I believe this was what is this from? Yeah, this is from the AP. So you can't get more authoritative than this. Pointing to increases in army suicides, murders, and other violent behavior, quote, we cannot say definitely it's because of COVID, but there is a direct correlation from when COVID started to the numbers actually going up. So,
like, I can't say for sure when I punched you and you got a black eye that that black eye was from me.
Right. We can't say for sure if the person who died immediately after getting the vaccine died from the vaccine, but, you know, it's looking like that, an awful lot like that. And we even have this. I don't know if you remember this story from the 24th of January this year. Surge in student suicides pushes Las Vegas schools to reopen. So this was, I'll just read this. This is from the New York Times, I believe. Yeah, New York Times says, since schools shut their door in March, an early warning system that monitors students' mental health episodes sent more than 3,100 alerts to district officials, raising alarms about suicidal thoughts, possible self-harm, or cries for care. By December, 18 students had taken their own lives, which was, I believe, double the amount from last year. The spate of student suicides in and around Las Vegas has pushed the Clark County District, the nation's fifth largest, towards bringing students back as quickly as possible. So they've recognized what causes this, and some people are trying to, you know, make moves to, you know, bring about the community and all of the, you know, good things that prevent people from going down the hopeless route of suicide. But then I found this story. And again, this is from our good friends in the New York Times. What can be learned from differing rates of suicide among groups? Because if you have to wonder why the suicide epidemic is not covered more, you know, in the mainstream media, when you'd think it would be a leading cause of death amongst young people being suicide, I mean, that's a horrible thing and deserves to be talked about. Unfortunately, it says here, white Americans have the highest rate than most other racial and ethnic groups. So,
so the liberal media is getting, this is just them getting their job done.
Exactly. So gotcha. In data released in 2017, the rate for white Americans was around 19 per 100,000, and it was about 7.1 for both Hispanics and Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders, and 6.6 for black Americans. So about three times as prevalent amongst whites than amongst blacks or Hispanics and Asians.
And think about how that goes against the grain of every mainstream narrative that they try to sell. There's your white privilege.
And that's exactly why this article is so interesting, because of course they don't come out and say, you know, oh, what, you know, what's going on with the white community? How do we prevent this? Instead, it's all about trying to figure out why by framing it again as racism. It's really bizarre.
Yeah, those white racists killing themselves, how dare they?
It kind of is saying that. I mean, basically, it's, you know, they lay out here that, you know, suicide rates for whites is three times higher than blacks. And then the next sentence is, because of pervasive racism, black Americans experience substantial stress, fewer opportunities for advancement, more threats to well-being. These negative experiences can degrade mental and physical health, as well as limit education, employment, and income, all of which can increase suicide risk. Unemployment, which is higher than for black Americans and white Americans, itself is a sort of stress. Yet the black suicide rate is about one third of whites. But again, they're not trying to figure out why this is, why the incongruity, why does this not seem, you know, if the black community is under all of these stressors, why don't they have a higher suicide rate? Or what is it about, you know, what's going on in the white community that's causing such a tremendously high volume of suicides? They say one explanation may be racial disparity in suicide data. They say because suicides can be difficult to prove, many may be misclassified as undetermined intent or accidents. He said the problem is greater for black Americans than white Americans. So literally, it's like you hear that white Americans are three times higher risk of suicide, and they come out saying, well, this is just racism against black people, that their suicides aren't being counted. I mean, it's.
But actually,
beyond bizarre.
Well, it's the exact opposite. Remember, there was a black individual who hung himself.
Right, and they tried to claim he was lynched.
And, yeah, and they said, oh, yeah, he got lynched. And even his mother said, no, he killed himself.
Mm-hmm. No, and of course, it talks about the fact that, you know, faith and membership of a church can decrease suicide. And I guess black Americans have a higher rate of, you know, Christianity or a higher rate of participation in church groups. Say other types of groups that may confer a similar sense of belonging. Volunteers with caregiving responsibilities, they have a significantly reduced suicide risk. Mutual obligations. In this really bizarre way, they say single parenthood is another possible explanation. Black women are more likely to be single parents than white women, and they have the lowest suicide rates across any race or gender group. Suicide is less common among women than men in general. Again, it's just like, because black people have a high rate of single parenthood, their suicide rates are lower. I mean, this doesn't
make any takeaway. I would say that means that having a kid stops you from having suicidal thoughts.
Yeah, it's just, you know, they're just desperate to try to hide the fact or
there is no
obscure the fact.
White people don't have to deal with anything ever.
Right. That's essentially, and like the suicide rates disprove that claim, and they're desperate to try to frame it in some way that makes that true still, to put forward their narrative.
Well, here's what's sad. Once again, it's Democrat Party policy that is causing hopelessness, and it's leading to suicide. So once again, Democrat Party policy leads to death cults, abortion, suicide, war.
Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered, because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A raising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wildcrafted, organic, and natural product you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's Natural Defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostaguard, or Vasobeats, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family, and at the same time, fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all of these are selling out except for BrainForce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the Vasobeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emmerix essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emmerix Essentials line is close to selling out, more coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would, and now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest that's so popular we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room
with Owen Scheuer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
right, we're finishing up with the youth suicide coverage here. We're going to move on to some other news. But, Harrison, the government has a solution. The government has a solution on how we can stop the suicides.
That's right. You know, it's actually quite easy. We have this from Vice.com. Scientists say lithium should be added to the drinking water to prevent suicides. So there you go. You want to decrease suicides? Don't, you know, do things like create communities, encourage religion, you know, any of the things that you could easily do to help, you know, prevent the continual rise.
No, bring jobs back.
Yeah, instead, just go ahead and chemically lobotomize the entire country without their permission. Won't that be great?
The irony here is they're already spraying lithium into the air.
Right.
So they're already hitting us with lithium. Here's what I don't understand. If the liberals were intellectually honest, which we all know they're not, but if the liberals were intellectually honest, they would be celebrating the suicide. They would be celebrating more deaths. I mean, more deaths of human is a good thing. We're killing the planet. Humans are parasites on the earth. So they should be celebrating all the suicide. If they were intellectually honest, we're stopping climate change. They would be committing suicide if they were intellectually honest. Of course, they're not. But again, the irony is, folks, they're already spraying lithium into your air. So imagine that. They say put lithium in the water to dumb you down and make you docile, but they spray it in the air. I'm sure that's okay.
I mean, just this one paragraph from this story is just amazing. Deliberately lacing the water supply with a mind-altering chemical in some zones.
Like fluoride?
Like fluoride or lithium may seem like something out of a science fiction novel.
Oh.
But the authors of the report, as other scientists have said before them, think it's an idea worth experimenting.
We should experiment.
Just imagine that.
Really, line up for your lithium.
Just absolutely incredible. Yeah.
Have you seen the movie with Christian Bale, Equilibrium?
Equilibrium, yeah.
It's a horribly... The cinematography, the directing is like awful, but it's a great movie. The acting is good and the story is great. I don't know why they went with like really bad dystopic like comic book, but like not cinematography, but I'm digressing. But that's what it is everybody has to take their daily dose of lithium. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's lithium in the movie, but they have to do that because emotion is bad. Emotion is a crime.
Emotions are illegal. And of course, that's the, you know, it's like when Alex was saying to Piers Morgan, you know, you can't outlaw the iron bar. What is really the root cause of violence itself is the emotions that you feel, the anger that you feel. That's the real baseline. So once they get rid of guns, once they get rid of knives, and there's still violent things happening, what's the logical next step? You have to target the emotion that inspires the violence, obviously. So go ahead and put lithium in your drinking water. It's for your health. It's for your own good.
That movie had to be a book before it was a movie. It's way too good of a story to not have been a book.
Yeah, it is a movie that sort of gets stuck in your head, right? The scenes where they're forced to take the pills and he's trying to hide the pills.
And the kids turn his wife and then kills his wife. And then his partner reads the book and like has the awakening. And then it's a great movie. Like I said, the cinematography and the directing is a little confusing, but the movie is great. Okay. So yeah, they're spraying lithium into the air and, they have fluoride in the water. And, so they just want you to be a brainwashed slave. It's pretty obvious. Moving on though, an interesting story happening today. I'm not seeing any media coverage of this at all, actually. Supreme Court to consider death sentence in Boston Marathon bombing case. Now, this story to me is really close to my heart because it was my red pill moment.
Right.
I never watched a second of news in my life. I'm not exaggerating. I never watched a second of news, not a scintilla. It didn't interest me. I hated politics. But I was in sports media. And so it was the Boston Marathon bombing. And I had the same conviction in when I was doing sports to be the best, to have the best analysis, to be right about everything. So I was paying attention to this, what's going on in the Boston Marathon bombing. I got to be on the air the next day. And so for the first time ever watching the news, it wasn't even necessary this story. It was just the presentation and everything that I saw in the news for the first time. I just knew it was fake. I could just tell it was brainwashing. It was like an instinct. But there was a lot of odd stuff with the Boston Marathon bombing. So they're considering, and here's how you know it's going to be a setup. If they reinstate the death penalty to kill Jokar Sarnaev and then immediately get rid of it again, they really wanted this kid silenced and shut up. And remember, they ripped out his larynx.
Right.
They already ripped out his vocal cords and stuck him in a jail cell, even though all of his student buddies were saying, hey, there was no way it was him and all this stuff. A lot of weird anomalies going back to that day. You know, I would point out, and I'm wondering what you remember about that day. I remember that Rich DeLaurier and Ed Davis pretty much lied the entire way through that process. Carmen Ortiz, the judge involved, was already corrupt with Aaron Swartz committing suicide, I believe was the one kid that she bullied into suicide.
Right.
And then you had all the skull and bones black militants that were there that day, mm-hmm. all on the scene. You had like weird fake blood stuff. You had the drill at the library saying there's going to be an explosion at the exact time it happened at the library. But then they said, oh, it was just a drill. I'm just going off the top of my mind here from all the anomalies. But it was the first time where I was like, I was really paying attention to news. And it was just like, hey, I'm being lied to here. I don't know exactly what's going on, but this I'm being lied to.
See, I had a leg up on you because I was well and truly red-pilled by the time this occurred. So for me, it was just sort of the confirmation of everything that I assumed, you know, being rolled out in front of you. And it's funny that you bring up Aaron Swartz, a tragic case, but it was, you know, Reddit. This was back when Reddit was not the controlled, social media that it was. Twitter wasn't controlled. Facebook wasn't controlled. This was back in the heyday of the Wild West of the internet. And it was on Reddit that people.
I was even allowed to be on YouTube back then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was a free for all. And, you know, I so distinctly remember just staying up all night as the videos were pouring in, cell phone footage pouring in, people looking for inconsistencies, looking at who the people were, finding out their identities, seeing if, you know, they really were injured or if this was some sort of drill, a bunch of fake blood pack evidence seemed to appear. I mean, it was a lot of very strange inconsistencies just with the bombing itself. And then as soon as that was over, you had these massive lockdowns where, you know, that's where some of that footage came, where it's people like peeking out of their doors and you had, you know, SWAT teams going down with the APCs, you know, just get back in your house, get back inside. And it was all just like total lockdown.
Yeah, total manhunt.
Drill, yeah, total manhunt.
Whole city's on lockdown.
And then they end up finding him and literally slitting his throat so he couldn't talk anymore. I mean, it was just absurdity upon absurdity piled on. And I remember watching it the entire time and just it making less and less sense the more information came out. But of course, it's in the line of all of these tragedies. You cannot question the official narrative. The official narrative is the only thing you're allowed to propagate. It's the only thing you're allowed to say. If you try to do research for yourself, if you look for inconsistencies in the narrative, you are bad. You are evil. You are, you know, practically worse than this guy. He at least got his picture on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Yeah, he was a hero at the time. And the crazy thing is too, isn't that the real danger? Isn't that the real danger that people should be thinking about? How can they do this to free speech or free thought? And who would ever want to endorse such a notion that only one idea or one thought or one thing can be believed by everybody? Anything else divergent from that needs to be shut down and censored. That's the complete opposite of free speech and free thought.
And you know, now that I'm just thinking, because I really haven't thought about this in a while, but you remember, I mean, both of these guys were on like terrorist watch lists.
Oh, no. That was one of the biggest red pills to me was that Tamerlan Tsarnaev was a known intelligence asset.
Right.
He was traveling on FBI, CIA watch lists. Yeah. And they didn't know who he was. Like, that's what I'm saying. It was just like basic common sense stuff like, oh, here's the image of the guy, but we don't know who he is. He was on terror watch lists. He was an intelligent asset and you don't know who he is?
And they're doing the same thing now where they're putting out, pictures of people that were in the Capitol on January 6th saying, help us find this person, as if the FBI doesn't have their phone records. They know exactly who these people are.
Oh, right. Like they can't find the guy that laid those pipe bombs down.
Yeah. Yeah. It's completely absurd. And it was such a great experience for, you know, you and others to be red-pilled by, because again, you didn't need anybody coming and telling you, right? It wasn't because Alex Jones came to you and said, hey, this is fake, and you went, oh, I believe you now.
No.
It was your own observation that brought you to the belief that this was an absurd falsity in one way or another.
And that kind of makes me feel good that other Americans still have that moment waiting.
Mm.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
Imerick's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. And then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Imerick's Essentials, 50% off. And free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Brain Force Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Poor Sleepy Joe. Couldn't go outside today. It was too windy for him. He'd blow over like a bale of straw or something. He's that weak. Can you imagine? I'm telling you, they're phasing Biden out, though. They are phasing Biden out. It's going to be Harris before you can even imagine. Harrison Smith in studio with me. He's the host of the American Journal. 8 to 11 a.m. Central weekdays. You're here in the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. A couple other stories we're going to cover here, a couple videos I'm going to cover here. I want to play a couple videos here. We'll get Harrison's response. First, here's some classic white guilt from this white bimbo liberal. This is just incredible. Listen, again, you don't know that if you're black, you're also a white supremacist, according to the liberals. It's an incredible thing that they wrap their mind around here. So here is the white liberal guilt from this this girl who really hates her white skin.
Just a reminder that whiteness can still be the culprit, even if a hate crime is committed by another minority. White supremacy has many mouthpieces. Don't underestimate that.
So there you go. You're black, you're brown, you're anything, you're a white supremacist if you don't go with the liberal ideology on that. Here's a response, though, from a black lady who found that. Check out her response.
Just a reminder that whiteness can still be the culprit, even if a hate crime is committed by...
You said in your TikTok, white supremacy has many mouthpieces. Have you looked in the mirror? Do you have any idea what you're saying? Basically saying that minorities are incompetent. We are incapable of understanding the consequences of our actions. That we lack mens rea. What you're saying is white supremacy. White supremacy even have meaning anymore? You are saying that white people are the dominant race in America, that white people set the tone for behavior in society, and that in order for minorities to act right, white people have to act right. That we lack the mental capacity to understand that right is right and wrong is wrong. That in order for us to really understand what is right and what is wrong, we need white people to define that for us. I don't like to throw the word white supremacy around because I feel like it's losing its meaning, but you are a white supremacist. You fit the definition perfectly. My heart breaks for you because I understand that's not your intention. You need to take a quick look in the mirror. You are everything you're preaching against.
Oh,
that's great.
Ouch. So I guess the question then, Harrison, is when will white liberals realize they're the biggest racist in America?
You know, it's one of those cliches, but cliches are cliches for a reason, and it's because they're true, because they get said over and over, like liberals are the real racist. It is it's beyond parody at this point. I mean, to have like black people attacking Asian people and going, ah, white people. It's just like, what is going on here? I mean, it makes no sense at all, unless, you know, I thought, you know, that second lady phrased it perfectly. It really is this like solipsism that white people have, where it's just like, oh, this is our fault for not being better, for existing.
Yeah, you can't do it without me, so I need to do more for you.
But you know what this is the culmination of everything that we saw start in 2014, 2015, you know, when all of this really ramped up, and it started a lot with feminism, because you saw sort of the same argument there, where it was like, you know, well, you know, the patriarchy also hurts men, so men can be feminine. You know, it's just this whole, they laid the groundwork for so long by putting forward, you know, critical theory. Oh, there's a lot of talk about critical race theory, but critical theory is, you know, critical race theory is just one aspect of critical theory. And it all goes back to this. And it really ramped up like around 2014, 2015. You saw all the pushback from it. And it laid the groundwork for this warped mindset that allows people to say things like, when a black person attacks an Asian person, it's white people's fault. I mean, this is a level of insanity that required a lot of groundwork being laid before we got here.
Sooner or later, liberals are going to realize the world will be a much better place without them. But for now, they're in complete denial of that. But again, it's funny because they don't think, it's like, oh, liberals, oh, we're anti-racist, yet they act like black people can't read. They act like, you know, black and brown people don't know how to drive a car, get a driver's license, or can't vote.
Right.
So just all these lies that are racist lies that come from the liberal left. All right, here's another one. This one, guys, roll the B-roll. We don't need the audio from clip one. This is members of the NGO Animal Neutralis protest.
Oh, my God.
Yep, and so they've decided to strip themselves naked. They do still have the mask on, though. They've stripped themselves naked. They're laying in little, like, meat tray dishes, being doused in fake blood, still wearing the mask. And then they're doused in fake blood and put the plastic wrap over them. And this is the human meat experiment, pretending to be human meat packaged for sale. And so I'm curious, do you think they did any taste tests?
I don't want to think about this. What the hell? What is this? This is grotesque.
What are you talking about? This is liberalism. This is art. This is woke.
It's making me kind of hungry, to be honest with you.
I'm saying, you think they do a taste test?
Some of them looked a little juicy. Some juicy. Oh,
there's some juicy meat there. I mean, they're eating big. Let's be real here.
Oh my God.
So you wouldn't get naked and douse yourself in fake blood, pretending to be human meat for sale?
You know, I don't think I would, Owen.
Carne humana.
I just don't think I would.
How did they not die in there?
I was just thinking, is that even safe? Do they have air? Is some sort of air supply? Do they even need air?
Maybe. I'm wondering if liberals get much air to the
to
brain.
Their brain anyway.
Do they get much oxygen? There seems to be a lack there.
Imagine being sealed in a plastic wrap and still wearing a mask. while you're inside this plastic wrap.
Just imagine. I'm gonna get naked. I'm gonna lay in a meat packaging tray, and I'm gonna douse fake blood on me, and that's how vegans will win.
You know what?
Yes.
You know what makes me the most mad about this is it's the same. You know, there was a it was during one of Biden's events during the primary, I think. And you had a woman bust onto stage and she had a sign and she's protest. She, you know, broke up the whole thing and she was protesting against milk. And it's like, here we're in this world where it's just everything's collapsing. Just economies are being destroyed. They're openly telling you you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. They're saying we're destroying your privacy. It's just everything that's going wrong. And yet the only people that are out there actually doing things are protesting milk, are protesting meat. It's like, what is wrong with humanity that we have all of these problems, but the only people with enough, you know, gumption and vitality to go out and actually do something and make a scene are protesting the most useless, pointless, random stuff. I mean, it makes
sense.
They
murder babies.
I mean,
they love baby murder. All right.
Eat the bugs, Owen. Eat the bugs, Owen.
Fine, Harrison.
Stop questioning it. Eat the bugs.
All right. Let's check in, guys. Clip number two. Let's check in on Miami. Let's see how things are going in Miami. Go ahead.
COVID's over, man. COVID's over, baby.
He's throwing money into the air.
All right. So you've got fat asses twerking on the street, and you've got the Joker declaring COVID is over, throwing money. Miami.
Dang, I need to get to Miami, man. Miami. That's where it's at.
Party in the city where the heat is on.
That looks awesome.
All night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I think it looks like fun. I want to be there.
All right. Well, I'm not so sure, actually. Would you... did you see the videos from yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a party, man. It's a party. That's, you know, I hate to break it to you. Also, white supremacy.
Oh, for
you
sure.
Know that, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I'm sure there was a hate crime committed against an Asian.
Of course.
In fact, you know what? Just black women going out and shaking their bare ass in the streets of Miami is a hate crime against Asians.
I believe that. And it's white people to blame. And we need to be held to account.
You're telling me. by the way, though, don't expect to see this on the mainstream news tonight. Racist black man stabs 12-year-old boy in the neck at McDonald's while ranting about white devils. So don't expect to see that on the mainstream local news tonight. Oh, that's
also white supremacy. I'll have you know.
Well, look at that. That's a white supremacist, right?
No, naturally it is. Yeah, of course. It's also, climate change. Did you know that?
Everything is
climate change.
Here's what's amazing. The liberal media can drum up a mob in mere minutes. It's unbelievable. So they got thousands of Asians out in New York, a lifetime of anti-Asian hate. New Yorkers rally against hate crimes targeted at Asian Americans. Of course, they blame Whitey again. But to me, the story is, isn't it amazing? The liberal media is in such control of these masses. Mm. They flip the switch. They flip their hand. They point and then boom, the liberal mobs do exactly what they're told.
The liberal mobs are very well-trained hound dogs. That's all they are. I mean, you have the bone of white supremacy. They go crazy for that. But you give them to that and they're going crazy over it. And then you pull out the bone of climate change, and suddenly they're all on that. I mean, they're so easily led. It's rather sad, I have to say.
Another white supremacist attacks a Asian man on the subway in New York. Guys, let's get a good look at that white supremacist right there. Wait a second.
We've got to do something about these white
supremacists. This is crazy, these white supremacists attacking Asians in New York. Unbelievable. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, 6 hours on air. I still didn't cover all the news. But I'll be back on the Alex Jones Show tomorrow, back on the War Room tomorrow. Harrison Smith, catch him live every weekday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central at band.video, host of the American Journal. We thank him for joining us. We thank my guest, Alice in Wonderland. We thank you, the great audience. Remember to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. And as always, stay classy, InfoWarriors.